Hey, what's up, you guys? Welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. How you doing? Welcome to episode 30. First off, I wanted to take the time out to thank all my new listeners. Appreciate you guys listening. So please tell a friend to help me keep this thing growing. I'm on very limited time, man. I don't have a lot of storage left on my hosting website. So this is my fourth time recording this. Yeah, I guess I'm going to jump right in. Last week, towards the end of my last episode, I mentioned that how I felt that black women were the most lied to group of people in this country and have been since the beginning. And I want to talk about that and the responsibility and I guess opportunity that black women have to get the black community out of the hole that we're in. But I do want to take a couple minutes to, to give a disclaimer. I know I like to talk about race a lot, as people know, on this podcast, and I try to be honest as much as I can, without being offensive to anybody on purpose. But I know whenever it comes to criticizing one's own race, you have to be very, very careful, especially as a minority in this country. I never want to come across as a self-hating Negro, a self-hating black person. I never want to give bigots the opportunity to take what I say and go, see what I mean? This is why we don't like them. I never want to give those people the ammo, you know, to use my own words to fortify their prejudices and their bigoted ideas about black people. But I also want to be honest on this podcast and talk about how I really feel. So in no way, shape, or form is this an attack on black women. I love you guys with all my heart, all of you, no matter the shade or size. Okay, this is coming from a good place, and so I guess we'll dive right in. So I honestly believe that black women have been lied to more than anyone in any group of people in this country, and I not to sound like a conspiracy theorist, but I really think it's to keep the family unit from really becoming a strong thing in the black community. You know, you hear this myth of the strong black woman. And when I say that, I mean the stereotypical quote unquote strong black woman. You know what I'm talking about when I say stereotypical, the loud, boisterous, ain't gonna take no shit, you know, cussing out customer service, you know, just being rude to customers. You know what I'm talking about. That's the stereotypical strong black woman, and that's bullshit. That holds no weight to me. I don't understand that's bullshit. That's all I can say. That's not the strong black woman, okay? To me, a strong black woman is, and I know some people are thinking, well, what do you know, Chris? You're not a black woman. How can you tell me what a strong black woman is? It's like, well, first of all, I was raised by many. Mainly my mother, my aunts, and I married one. You know, reserved, wise, thoughtful. Respects herself, respects her relationship, raises her kids. But yes, first and foremost, respect for herself. Okay, we all seen the loud black woman, you know, sending shit back to the kitchen because the chicken wasn't fried hard enough or this Pepsi flat. That shit don't make you a strong black woman. They've been lied to, given this false sense of strength based in bullshit to make you feel like you don't need a significant other to help you along. And I don't know who they are, but they have succeeded. It seems like there's a huge rift between black men and women, and it's really affecting the family unit. And I'm not saying that single mothers can't be great mothers and raise great children, but I think it makes it a lot harder when you're not there for your kids and you have to have grandparents raise kids in 2015. I think that's very dangerous in this world, you know, this tech-savvy world. I'm 35. I'm not very tech-savvy. You have an older generation trying to raise teenagers in a world of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You got young ladies talking to older men they shouldn't be talking to. Next thing you know, boom, cycles repeated. You got this young girl pregnant by some older guy who's taken off. Okay? Ladies, this whole cycle can end with you. This down spiral we've seen. Don't get me wrong, we've made a lot of strides. There's a lot of black people, young black men and women graduate from college. I see it on Facebook every graduation season. That's a beautiful thing. But you also have to look at the streets of Chicago, the streets of Los Angeles. It's a lot of bad shit going on there. It can all end with you. It all starts with you. Okay? As a man, I can like 1,000 women. Until I'm chosen, I can't impregnate anyone. You have to choose me. So, ladies, it's up to you to choose the right man to be with. You get with a garbage-ass dude, you're going to have garbage-ass kids. Let's be honest. That's bad stock. Choosing to be with guys that have, you know, 3-4 kids and then get upset when you get pregnant and he's not there for the child. It's like, well, you should have seen that coming. If he has that many kids but he's spending a lot of time with you, that means he's not spending time with his kid. So why would you want to become part of that whole cycle? Why would you want to do that? Have more respect for yourself, for your time. You have a kid with him, now he's splitting even more time. Even less time between his kids. You married this dude, now that's money coming out of your household. You have to work even harder. Not saying that hard work is a bad thing. You don't want to put yourself in that situation. You're just making it hard for you to raise your own family. Okay? Watch out for these signs when you're dating. Why this dude is always there taking you to lunch. Ask yourself, why isn't he working? Why does he live at home? Why am I always picking him up? Shit like that. Does he respect other women? Does he respect himself? I even heard a woman say one time, all our good men are locked up. What the fuck does that mean, all our good men are locked up? Ladies, how would you feel if a man was like, man, all of our good women stripping and they are prostitutes? You'd be mad. That offends. There's a lot of good men out there. You got to find them. You got to stop calling them corny. I've seen too many black women spend their young years chasing these sorry-ass dudes around, end up with 2-3 kids, and then later on want to rededicate their life to Christ and then pray on Jesus bringing them a good man. It's like, did you set yourself up to have a good man? This guy over here worked hard. He's got a house, car, all that kind of stuff. Now you want him to take in you and all your kids? And then this other sorry ass nigga or niggas. Come on now. Put yourself in a position to get a good man. Open your eyes. Stop falling for all the bullshit tricks. To be honest, it's okay to be by yourself sometime. Get to know you. Get to know yourself. You might be feeling down on your luck, or you don't like that you put on weight and all that kind of stuff. When your self-esteem is low, that's when you start letting bullshit into your life. You know? Some guy gonna get you with a couple little compliments. It should take more than that. All right? It's okay to be alone for a while. Take your time. And now society, you know, they put everything off on black men. Like you know, they put everything off on black men. And I think you're starting to believe it. You're starting to not hold yourselves accountable. I know this is probably going to be real tough to hear, man, but it's just, you see these women, they got 3-4 kids, 3-4 baby daddies. In society, it's just like, girl, these men are so sorry. It's not your fault. At some point in time, you got to step back and go, you know what? It is my fault. These dudes are sorry, and I need to stop what I'm doing. But society would tell you it's not your fault. They want you to be dependent. They want you on government assistance. Just be real. They want this broken up family thing, man. They do. Again, I don't know who they are. But that's what it seems like. You ladies are the key. You can stop this whole cycle of teen pregnancy. You can stop the cycle of incarceration by choosing the right man to be with. Somebody that's going to respect you for you. Somebody that's going to be there for you. But you got to take care of yourselves, mind, body, and soul, man. I understand we got this thick thing that go on in the black community, but we have to eat better. We got to start working out. And I'm not trying to body shame or fat shame, but we got to get ourselves in shape to be there for our kids. You have to be an example. You want to, you know, you get up and go to work every day. You want to show your kids what a good work ethic can get you. You want to show your kid what a healthy diet. You need all that. Go for walks with your kids, jogs, lift weights, something. Just do some. We got to get in better shape, not only mentally but also physically. I think it all comes into play. So I'll say it again, ladies. It really starts and ends with you. You choose the guy. We can end this cycle of all this violence and crazy stuff with you choosing the right men. I don't care how good he look or how sexy you think he is. You have to ask yourself, am I really willing to have this dude's baby? Look at where this man comes from. Look at where they come from. You have to choose better. You do. It's detrimental. This shit is not pretty. I know this may be tough to hear, but like I said, it comes from a good place, man. I've good men are out there. You just gotta look. You have to be patient. They're out there. You gotta go to the right places. You have to carry yourself with dignity and self-respect. And all the dudes that's not really about that, they won't even bother you. They'll see, like, you know what? I can't lie to this woman. She don't want to hear my bullshit story, and they'll keep on walking. Don't get flattered by all the little silly little comments that make you feel, you know, good. A lot of times that's a wolf in sheep's clothing. It all starts with you, ladies. I'll say that one more last time. You need to choose better men. We could be out of this cycle in a couple of generations. So please, let's stop getting in these circles. You see it on Facebook. Let's stop getting in these circles of bitter of women just talking shit about men. Find somebody that's in a good relationship. Or you find you might have a younger friend who really hasn't been through anything like that yet. Tell her what you've been through. If you really have been screwed over, tell her what to watch out for. Don't discourage her from talking to some quote-unquote corny dude or, you know. You tell her what you went through in a helpful manner. Don't try to discourage her from, you know, dating a nice guy or something like that. But if, you know, just let them know. Be a mentor. Be a help. Lift somebody up. Just teach somebody something so they don't make the mistakes that you did. All right? Just a little food for thought. So there's the show. That's the show. I'm out.